Track 6, more news. Ponies rescued by mare and fowl sanctuary. Three more neglected ponies have been helped by Newton Abbott-based charity, the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. The story of Hazel, Willow and Oakley has been used by the charity to highlight the ongoing crisis in equine welfare across the southwest. Along with the high cost of living, the charity is seeing its rescue centres, including Newton Abbott, running at high capacity. Now the charity has launched a special appeal addressing the ongoing equine welfare crisis and demonstrating the urgency of the current situation with the rescue story of these three ponies who were critically in need of care. When piebald cob Hazel arrived at the sanctuary, she was in a distressed state, suffering from sore skin and a lice infection. Her Shetland companions, Willow and Oakley, also faced significant health issues requiring immediate veterinary attention. Working closely with their owner, the sanctuary's welfare and rehoming team recognised the severity of their situation, and despite reaching full capacity, the charity made the crucial decision to accommodate all three ponies. Field officer Leah Brooke reflected on this difficult case. "I'm glad we could help Hazel, Willow and Oakley by offering them a place at the sanctuary. Despite the difficulties of this case, I'm grateful that the owner accepted our help. When I first saw Willow, I didn't know if she would make it to the end of the rescue. We acted quickly and did all we could to make her comfortable. It's heartbreaking that we were just too late to save her. To lose Oakley 2 months later was devastating, but I'm glad he spent the final months getting the treatment and care he needed with us, and I'd like to thank our kind supporters for enabling this rescue." Rodri Samuel, Chief Executive of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, added, "We're currently facing an equine welfare crisis where the cost of living is having a direct impact on owners being able to meet the needs of their horses. This rescue came at a time when our sanctuary was already at high capacity. Unfortunately, we can only bring in the most urgent cases, but together with our supporters, we will continue to be there for horses when they need us most, and your donations can make a significant difference, and together we can change lives."
Parishioners' farewell to former bishop. Parishioners from around Ashburton and Dartmoor are preparing to bid farewell to a former bishop who has served their communities for the last 7 years. The Right Reverend Mark Rylands took on the role of team rector of the Ashburton and Moorland Mission Community in July 2018, after serving as Bishop of Shrewsbury in Shropshire for 9 years. When he became priest in charge of Ashburton, Bickington, Buckland-in-the-Moor, Holne, Huckerby, Widdicombe, Lewsdon, Postbridge and more recently Ilsington, Mark said he had felt called by God to serve as a parish priest again. However, after 37 years of ministry, he is now retiring and will celebrate his last service on Sunday, April the 6th. A keen cricketer and angler, Mark has been recovering from a quadruple heart bypass operation since January and has been unable to work. "I have so enjoyed being team rector of the Ashburton and Moorland team," said Mark. "It has not been without its challenges, but it has been a huge privilege to see God at work here in these past 7 years. My wife Mandy and I have treasured your friendship, encouragement, acts of kindness and care." During his time at Ashburton, Mark has encouraged churches to work more closely together and helped introduce more services and events for children and families. He has also built stronger links with the farming community and local businesses. He steered the local church congregations through the COVID pandemic when church buildings were temporarily closed for worship and ensured church land and buildings could be used for the community. Ashburton Church Hall was used to house the town's food bank, and the car park became a base for Ashley, a specially adapted community black cab that was used to transport people from Ashburton and Buckfastleigh to medical appointments. During the pandemic, Mark enthusiastically embraced Zoom and live streamed services, once memorably including his runaway chicken, McQueen, in his video. He forged closer connections with other church denominations and last year signed a formal covenant with the local Methodist community to become partners in mission. He has also helped develop a strong musical heritage. A highlight was leading the annual Good Friday Walk of Witness into Ashburton Town Centre, carrying a cross, giving out Easter eggs, accompanied by a New Orleans-style jazz band. Mark has been a visible presence both inside and outside our places of worship, commented Mission Community Support Worker Gillian Parker. Whether shopping in Ashburton, presiding at civic events, or enthusiastically taking part in any activities involving children and young people, we soon learned that Mark loves people, fun and food, as well as fishing and, of course, cricket. Mark also has a passion for God's mission. He has provided encouragement and support, enabling many of us to grow in our Christian faith and take on new roles. Mark and Mandy will retire to Taunton. He will continue as assistant bishop in the Diocese of Exeter. The appointment of a new team rector for the Ashburton and Moreland team is underway and regular services and events are continuing. Mark's farewell service will be followed by a bring and share lunch at St Andrew's in Ashburton on Sunday the 6th of April at 10:30 a.m. There will be children's activities and a bake-off style cake competition between the churches in the afternoon.
Garden ravaged by fire as crews save house. A fire at a property in the Newton Abbott area left a garden ravaged in the blaze. Swift action by crew from Newton Abbott Fire Station prevented the fire from escalating into the house. However, the same could not be said for the garden. Unfortunately, all items in the garden were destroyed by fire, a spokesperson for the station said. Station 28 responded to the call at around 6 o'clock in the morning of Monday, the March 24th. Upon arrival, a large garden shed, furniture and decking were well alight, with flames licking up the side of the adjacent house and over the roof. Due to concerns that the fire had spread into the roof space, the incident commander requested a further 3 appliances to attend. Initially, 2 firefighters in breathing apparatus used a 51mm attack jet and a hose reel to tackle the fire. A further 2 firefighters were also sent into the risk area to assist them with extinguishing the fire and turning over all the burning materials and debris. While the main firefighting operations were commencing outside, a crew member was committed inside the domestic property to check the roof space for fire spread, the spokesman said. Although the attic was smoke-logged, thankfully the fire had not breached through into that property. Toward the end of the incident, the decision was made to pitch a 135-foot ladder, 13.5 metres when at maximum height, to the roof on the gable ends so that the exposed batten and fascias could be inspected for fire spread, the spokesperson added. And there's a photograph of the fire-damaged area.
WH Smith stores sold for £76 million. WH Smith, which has stores in Newton Abbott and Tynmouth, is to be rebranded. The company has sold its UK high street chain to Hobbycraft owner Modella Capital in a deal valuing it at £76 million. The sale does not include the retailer's travel locations such as shops in airports and train stations, nor the WH Smith brand. All the approximately 480 stores and 5,000 staff working for the high street businesses will move under Modella Capital's ownership as part of the deal. The deal will also see the WH Smith name disappear from the high streets and be replaced by the brand TG Jones.